You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, the one and only Fun Strong, new last name TBA, all that good stuff. If you've been listening, you know I'm on a roll with my faith in knowing that my last name will change. Yes, I am believing God that He is going to bless me with a husband. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. I'm not putting it out there to solicit. Okay, don't get it twisted. I'm not doing no soliciting. Okay, that's not what's going on here. But I just wanted to share my faith with you and start speaking things that are not as though they were, because that's what the Bible says do. So anyway, y'all. What did the Lord God say to me in my conversation with Him this morning? I'm so geeked and pumped up and excited to tell y'all. Woo! Let's just get right into it. So y'all, it is cool outside. First of all, I just love when the seasons change. I'm talking about that coolness of the morning. Not too cold now. I'm not talking about cocoa. I'm talking about that coolness of the morning, like that fall coming in. Oh man, I just love the coolness of the morning. I was wheeling my trash out this morning, and man, when I tell you, it felt so good to feel that cool, crisp fall weather in the air. I mean, it's like the perfect outdoor coffee drinking weather, even though I drink coffee all year round, okay? But I'm talking about when you can just be sitting outside with a beautiful atmosphere, you know, in view, and you just got your coffee there, and it's just like, oh, it's almost like God is just giving you a hug and a mug with the coffee and the coolness of the air. I love it. I love the fall season. Like, I love it. I don't know. It's like when it first hits, though. Like, once it's been here for a while, I still appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. But it's like that first start of the fall. I just love fall. And speaking of fall, as I fell on my knees this morning to pray. I know, y'all. Some of y'all be like, seriously? But yes, seriously, as I fell on my knees to pray this morning, I heard so clearly from the Holy Spirit. And that too was very refreshing for me. I just love when He speaks to me. He speaks to me in His word, but it's something about when I'm just on my knees and praying and just hearing from Him directly like that. Like, I just absolutely love that. And so it was very refreshing this morning to just hear Him speak to me. And He reminded me when He was speaking to me that His timing is perfect. I heard Him say these two specific words: specific timing, specific timing. And so as I kept listening and recording the conversation we had in my phone, because I actually went to the prayer closet without my journal and without my Bible. Now, why did I do that? I don't know, but I went in there anyway, and I only had my phone in there. And so I had to record the conversation on my phone notes. And this is what He said, though, because how many of you know, it doesn't matter if I have my journal or my phone or a stick in the sand. Come on, somebody. I'm going to record what I hear the Lord say to me so that I can go back and look at it and meditate on it and read it and remember what He told me. So this is what He said to me this morning. He said, I'm still preparing you. My timing is perfect. Trust me, Fun. You are still getting stronger. I am resetting you. I'm resetting the clock. Trust my reset. You don't know the time that my alarm will go off, but just keep preparing so you can be ready to jump when it's time to jump. The reset is not a restart. Ooh, Jesus. The reset is not a restart. I'm not starting you over. The reset is a setup for you to go even further this time. Y'all, I literally can just throw this microphone right now, okay? Because that word, ooh-wee, when he talked to me like that, y'all, that's why I said it was so refreshing this morning, because he laid it on me. You know what I'm saying? He said, I am a resetting you. But then before the enemy could even come in and try to make me think like, oh, Lord, I got to start over. He said, it is not a restart. You don't have to start over. I'm not starting you over. The reset is a setup for you to go further this time. And I just began to let that sit with me for a while. And I've just been letting it sit with me for a while, to be honest with you, since I heard it this morning. And so as I was letting it sit with me, I had thoughts of a reset. I'm like, okay, a reset. Let me, you know, you think you may know what a reset is, but what popped in my mind first was a reset in track and field. I used to run track in junior high, not even in high school, but in junior high. And I remember how we used to set up on the blocks, get set up in our lane, get set to run our race. And so I thought about that, a reset in track and field. When you have a false start, when they shoot the gun and somebody, you know, has a false start, you have to reset. The runners have to reset. You got to get back in the blocks. You got to get your feet back ready. You got to get your hands ready. You got to reset to run the race that's before you. So then I looked up the word reset on Google. Come on, Google. I found this. This right here, y'all, blew my mind. A hard reset, also known as a factory reset or master reset, is the restoration of a device to the state it was in before it left the factory. Y'all know we done all done a factory hard reset before, but keep listening to what it says. All settings, applications, and data added by the user are removed. My God. Hard resets contrast with soft resets, which just means to restart a device. Come on, Google. Google was speaking this morning. Okay. The Lord can use whatever he wants. If he can use a donkey, he can use Google. Okay. He said a hard reset is also known as a master reset. My goodness, y'all, listen. Now this definition is clearly talking about a device, but it really stood out to me this morning. Look at it. A hard reset is called a master reset. Come on now. Come on, I ain't even got to break that down. Jesus is my master. It says a hard reset is restoration to the state it was when it left the factory. Come on now. Now, we weren't all created in no factory per se, but we were all created by God. We are his masterpieces. Then it says, the definition from Google says, everything that was set by the user is removed. Come on, y'all, all settings, all application, all data added by the user, everything that I have put on myself, every habit that I have set myself, everything, every application that I've applied to myself, like meaning I ain't get God's permission to do it. I just did it on my own. Every piece of data that I added to myself, everything that I've watched that didn't have nothing to do with God, everything that I've added to my life that ain't have nothing to do with God, when God, the master resetter, does a hard reset, all of that is removed. Oh my goodness. Y'all, are y'all feeling me this morning? I like, he done already reset me, because your girl is on a roll this morning, okay? I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The Holy Spirit was telling me, he said, I'm still preparing you, fun. I'm still getting you stronger. This is not a restart, because that is in contrast with a hard reset. See, a soft reset just means restarted. Y'all know I've done it many times with my Mac, with my computer. I just hit the restart button. But he said, I'm doing a hard reset. And see, ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of us don't want to go through the hard reset. You just know you're going to lose some things when you go to the default, when you go to the factory setting, when you do a hard reset, everything that you got on your computer is gone. It's all going to be removed. All your settings, all your stored passwords. Oh, Jesus. Everything that you have stored, everything that just automatically pops up on your computer that you done stored in there, all of that gets removed. And see, a lot of times we don't want to go through the process. Oh, Jesus. We don't want to go through the process of a hard reset. But God let me know. He said, the reset is not a restart. See, he's removing things that shouldn't be there. But it doesn't mean that anything that he's given me, I'm gonna have to start over. See, God don't waste nothing. Okay? So I'm not having to do a full restart. That's what he said. It's not a full restart. It's a hard reset to get rid of everything that I've added to my life that shouldn't be there. But he said, I'm doing a reset, a hard reset. It doesn't mean everything that you have known and done and all of that is going away, especially not the things that I gave you to do. But them things that you gave yourself, all of that is getting removed. He said, I'm preparing you. I'm making you stronger. Whew, y'all, I'm telling you, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, my master. When I saw that word, them two words right there, master reset, I was like, oh my goodness. The master, Holy Spirit, my master. He said he's doing a reset, which means a hard reset. And when I think of things that are hard, y'all, they may seem intimidating at first, but God confirmed, look how he did this whole morning. That's why I'm so excited. Let me calm down so I can make sure I get this out. God confirmed in the scriptural Bible study on my first reading of the book of Deuteronomy. Remember I said we're going to study the book of Deuteronomy? On my first reading of the book of Deuteronomy, he confirmed in his word that I am to do what he commands, even if it looks hard. See, in this Bible study, we see the people of Israel were told to go and take possession of the land, but they were unwilling to go up and do it because taking possession of the land seemed too hard, even though God had already gone up before them. Let's check it out in Deuteronomy 1:21. The Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take it. Do what the Lord says do. He is the God of your people. Don't be afraid. Don't lose hope. But what we see is that they ended up complaining and grumbling, gossiping in their tents and stuff, talking about the Lord done took us out of Egypt and now we out of slavery, but he gonna destroy us. The enemy gonna destroy us because that land he telling us to go to, it's a bunch of big people there. And how we gonna take over the land? How we gonna get the loan? How we gonna start this business? How I'm gonna finish this book? How we gonna restore this marriage? That seems so hard. Oh, but God had already gone up ahead of them. He had already given it to them. They are accusing God of the opposite of what he had done. He had given it to them. But we see they end up complaining and grumbling and all of that stuff. See, as I move into a new season, I believe the Holy Spirit is telling me and you, because you listening, he's telling us it will be hard, but don't be discouraged because I have already gone before you. Don't lose hope or be afraid in this new season because I have already given the land to you. But you must be obedient to my word and go up and take it. Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord. Ooh. You got to go up and take it. See, when the Holy Spirit gives you an assignment where you have to go up and take it, that can definitely seem hard to do, especially when you look at who you have to take it from. And they seem big and strong and, ooh, intimidating. Like, oh, Lord, I don't know. Lord. Look how big they are, Father. Look, it's the government, Lord. Look at how big they are. The Lord is saying, I've already given you the land. Go up and take it. Go up and take it. Because the thing is, whatever God promises us, he delivers if we are obedient. Don't miss that part. Whatever God promises us, he does deliver if we are obedient. It made me think about that song, how we sing about him being a promise keeper. But are we obediently following his word? We don't, and we won't inherit the promises of God by sitting around doing nothing, sitting around complaining about, I don't know if I can get that. I don't know if I can do that because I know the Lord said this house is mine, but look at all this paperwork I got to do. I don't know if I can get married because look at all the things I got to do in order to get married. I got to be pure. To get this amazing spouse, I need to be pure. Man, that's a lot of hard work. Yeah, he's saying it's going to be hard, but listen, I've already given it to you. You just need to go up and take it and do what I say do. Don't be afraid. Don't lose hope. Just do what I say do. God delivers on his promise. He's a promise keeper, but we got to be obedient and follow his word. We got to love. These are the things that we got to do. We are to love. We ought to work, we ought to serve, we ought to pray, and we ought to fight the good fight of faith. Because this is our kingdom role in fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. Y'all, we just got to be obedient. He's already, the promises are yes and amen. Like, we already got it. He said, it's already yours, but you got to be obedient. You can't be like the children of Israel. They rebelled. They didn't follow the commands. That's why they didn't get the promised land. They didn't never get the promised land. Their children got it, but they didn't get it. What about you? Is it going to be your children that get the promises, or is it going to be you? So I got a few more revelations from this Bible study too. Y'all, I'm telling you, Holy Spirit was on the road this morning. So was I. I was on the road too. Cause I was like, I'm listening, Lord. Show me what you want me to see today. Okay. I was up early. I'm like, Lord, you doing a hard reset for real, because I am up early and ready for it. But check this out. Check out these other revelations that I got from reading Deuteronomy. Fear can make you deaf and blind to God's goodness. That's what I got from reading the first chapter of Deuteronomy, because the people, the children of Israel, they were afraid to go up and take the land that God had already promised them, because they were looking at who was in the land. They were looking at who was currently in land, and the people were big. And what did it say? Let me look at it. Our brothers have made us lose heart, saying the people are larger and taller than we are. See, they had gone and spied out the land and was like, oh, it's some big people in that land. Like, ooh, that's a big, And that fear made them deaf and blind to God's goodness. God had already told them, I'm giving this to you. It's yours. Just go get it. Like, you just go take possession of it. It may be hard, but still, go and get it, because I done already gone before you. It ain't going to just fall, you know, the land ain't going to just fall in your lap. You can't stay where you are. Oh, Jesus. You can't stay where you are and still get what I got for you, because where you are is not what I got for you. That's a word for me and for somebody. God is trying to take you to a whole new place, and you just sitting there like, Lord, can I get it right here? No, you cannot. You got to go take it. Go and take it. It's yours, but you still got to go take it. Fear can make you deaf and blind to God's goodness. And then also, when your heart is rebellious and unrepentant, God ignores your request. Did you know that? See, the people, they was like, oh, Lord, we sinned against you. We did, We didn't even go up there and get it. We sorry, Lord. Okay, we gonna go up there now and fight the people. We gonna go up there and fight the big people that we were scared of at first. But now we gonna go. We gonna go up there and fight like you told us to do. And we got our weapons and our guns and stuff and our slingshots. And we finna go. Okay, Lord, we sinned against you, Lord. And we crying and stuff. Man, look. In verse 42, it says this, but the Lord said, tell them, don't go up and fight, for I am not with you to keep you from being defeated by your enemies. See, I spoke to you, but you didn't listen. You rebelled against my command and defiant, and now you want to go up there into the hill country and fight them. But guess what? I ain't with you. When you didn't listen to the request or pay attention, for this reason, stay where you at. I'm not with you. Listen, don't try to be fake obedient after the fact. That's verse 41, verses 41, 42, Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Don't try to be obedient after the fact, thinking you can get what you clearly missed out on. Come on. See, some of us have missed out on some things, and you ain't gonna get them back. That's it. That's it on that. Like, it doesn't mean that you can't be blessed. I'm just saying you missed out on that. And then don't try to come back and be fake obedient. Like, they were, it says the people wept, they crying, but it was without genuine repentance. They didn't have no real repentance. They was still kind of, you know, rebellious in their heart. They weren't really having like humility in their heart. See, when your heart is rebellious and unrepentant, like I said, God ignores your request. He ain't hearing that. He ain't trying to hear you. Well, you don't matter if you crying full tears, okay? Real fake tears. He ignoring you. He wants to be approached with sincere repentance and humility. So don't try to be fake obedient after the fact, thinking you can get what you clearly done missed out on. And then don't try to fight a fight that God has specifically told you to leave alone because you waited too late, to follow his instructions. It's too late now. You missed it. You missed it. And when God ain't with you in the fight, you're going to lose every single time. You're going to lose every single time, I'm telling you. But listen, y'all, remember when I told y'all yesterday that I was going to be supplementing my Bible study with a YouVersion app plan, the Bible app, you know, YouVersion. Well, I found three of them. One is called Jesus in All of Deuteronomy. Another one is Immersion into Deuteronomy. And then the third one is Lessons from Deuteronomy. So y'all go out there and search for these three Bible plans. See which one resonates with you. If you want to supplement your reading of Deuteronomy 1, that's only if you're interested. But here's a few nuggets that I got from a few of those devotionals, and I can't remember which one came from which. So just bear with me here. One, there are reasons for God's timetable. Now, when I read that in a devotional, I was like, wow, look at how God tied back what I heard him say to me with this devotional that I just clicked on today. Now, he told me specific timing. And then I read in the devotional, there are reasons for God's timetable. And I literally, when I was praying, I heard him saying that. It's like, it's a reason that I haven't given you that yet. It's a reason that that hasn't happened yet. There's reasons for it. I have a specific timetable. I have specific timing. My timing is perfect. Okay. And then I see that in a devotional. Come on, y'all. Y'all, I just love when God does that. Number two, we can't see the big changes that God has set in motion. Like, you may not see everything that God is doing. So don't panic because of what you can't see. And then it referenced Deuteronomy 7:22, which we hadn't even gotten to chapter 7 yet. But this devotional referenced it and is talking about little by little. 7:22. Let me go to it right quick. The Lord your God will drive out these nations before you little by little. You will not be able to destroy them all at once. Otherwise, the wild animals will become too numerous for you. So basically, the Lord is saying, hey, don't panic because it ain't all just happened the way you thought it was going to happen. Like, I'm doing things little by little. That was like confirmation to me. Like, just because you haven't seen a big change happen, trust the process. You can't see everything that I got going in motion. Just trust the process. And then I also learned that one of the best places to see the heart of God and the perfection of Jesus is in the book of Deuteronomy. Isn't that amazing? Like I was telling y'all yesterday, I really didn't even know what book of the Bible he was going to send us to next. You know, we did Acts and then Proverbs and then Ephesians. And now we're in Deuteronomy. Talk about a hard reset, y'all. I'm seeing evidence already of it in this blog I've wrote this morning, this podcast that you're hearing me on right now. I mean, just seeing God's hand move and it's just amazing. Seeing his hand move. And then even when I can't see his hand move, it makes me think of that Waymaker song. Even when I can't see it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. You know, in the song, he said, even when I can't see it, you still working. God's still working even when you can't see it. So don't panic because you can't see it. Just trust him. Just trust him. Even while he is resetting us, the clock ain't stopped ticking. Think about when you reset your alarm. Time's still moving. It don't matter that your little clock that you trying to reset ain't moving because you paused it to reset. Set it. Oh my goodness. I just felt that. Even while he is resetting us, the clock hasn't stopped ticking. There is more for us to do. And this hard reset in this season will get us to the land that God has promised us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, I'm telling you, this episode of the podcast, I was talking to a friend and they were like, do you feel like you're being reset? And I was like, you know what? My feelings are just too fickle for me to go based on that. I just got to trust God that I'm being reset. But I actually do feel the reset. Like, I feel it. It feels amazing just to know that I'm being led by the Lord and that he's resetting me and he's about to take me even further. And all I need to do is just be in position, hear from him, and do what he say do. That's it. If he say, hey, go take this, go take it. If he say, be still, be still. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what God says do. Don't be rebellious to the commands or the assignments of the Lord. Just do what he say do. Well, how do I know what he's telling me to do, Fun? Here's your first assignment. Pray and then listen and then write down what he says. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? So you got to get up early so that you have time to spend with him. Like, I know. Like, we doing the 1 hour prayer challenge again. It's resetting a lot of us that have done the challenge before. It's resetting us to get back into that mode of getting up early and just hearing from the Lord. And listen, I'm telling you, it's a full-on reset. The air is being reset. This season is a reset. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, God is doing some straight up hard resetting. Okay. This nation is getting reset. Like, we as a people, we as the church, we're getting reset in this season. So assignment question number two is God resetting you? And when I ask that question, I mean, you may feel it or you may not feel it, but in your spirit, do you believe God is resetting you in this season? Leave me a message on the podcast and share your thoughts. Let me know if it's hitting you. You know, some people that listen to the podcast, you actually have my personal number. I'm not giving out my personal number to everybody. So I know some of y'all are like, wait, she finna give her number out? Nope. But what you can do is leave me a message on the podcast. Just go to anchor.fm, search for this podcast on Assignment by God. Okay. And then there's a little button on there where you can leave me a message. But if you go to onassignmentbygod.com and click on today's episode and scroll down to assignments, you'll see it there. You'll be able to leave me a message on the podcast there too. And finally, y'all, share. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again and I'm going to say it every day. Share this post, share this message with someone who needs to hear it. Don't just hoard it for yourself. Like, share words of encouragement with people. Even if, okay, let's say you like, I don't want to share it. Okay, first of all, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Share the podcast. We want this podcast. We want to get this out to as many people as need to hear it. So share it with somebody who needs to hear it. But also, if you just picked up one piece of information from it, be willing to share that too. Maybe you don't know how to tell somebody how to get to the podcast, but what you heard today, write down something that really stuck out to you and then encourage another person with that word. Okay? All right, y'all. That's all I got for y'all today. Yeah. I'm in the reset mode. Come on. You know how your computer just run better when you reset it, when you factory reset it, default, set it back to the default. Man, listen, your girl is coming out, look, hard. It's a hard reset, and I'm coming out harder and stronger and way more prepared for everything that God has for me in this season. And I pray the exact same thing for you. All right, y'all. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.